This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Show everybody, Kate Delaney back in the satellite facility after a week in San Diego, California. And as I was talking about in California, so much of the conversation is centering around the coronavirus, and it just keeps getting worse and darker and darker and darker. And in Italy, so many towns basically on lockdown. As we will traverse into some other areas during the show, we kick it off with the coronavirus, something that I said as soon as it popped and we knew that the doctor in China was so concerned about what was happening that I didn't understand why there wasn't more conversation about this. Dana Cheng joins us now, senior editor of China News, the Epoch Times. Dana, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us the latest on the coronavirus, and what do we know about where the virus originated, how much worse it's gotten there, and what else, where else it spread its tentacles?
It started in Wuhan at the beginning of December, like December 1st. So in December, many doctors and nurses in the hospital, they were aware of it. And in fact, some doctors are telling their friends or their peers, their medical doctor, like a classmate, and discussing about a SARS-like a virus spreading. But China is a country run by communists. So they control media, they control people's conversation, they control social media. At the end of December, they arrested 8 doctors for spreading the information. But that one month was very critical to alert people, but instead they arrested doctors who were talking about this. So not until January 23rd, and Wuhan was locked down, and people got to know that the Communist Party only notified the public 2 days before the lockdown that this virus is transmitting from human to human. Before that, they always say there's no transmitting of human to human, or very limited. So 5 days before Wuhan was locked down, there was a big banquet. There were banquet and dinner party everywhere, but there's a big one that involved 40,000 people, and that's 130,000, 40,000 families. That's 100,000, 130,000 people that had a big potluck party together. Imagine that's only 5 days before the lockdown. And how severely that has been helping the spreading of the virus.
Boy, no kidding. And you said it, because 8 doctors were arrested. Now, of course, yes, communist China and trying to cut off the story. They can't do that now, right? Or are they still constricting information flow, do you think?
They are still suppressing the voice. No doctor, no nurses can say anything. No. They have to sign confidential agreement. And if a family, even an ordinary family, lose a family member, they can't even talk about it. They watch all the social media, and they control. I have a friend whose brother works in a hospital. He doesn't even know what's going on in the hospital. Actually, there were many medical doctors and nurses got sick. So they run out of bed even for their doctors in the hospital.
Boy, that is so scary, and that has to be scary for you as somebody you certainly know, and you said it, you have very deep contact sources, friends in China, Hong Kong, and throughout Asia. How worried are the people?
You know, on one hand, people see that the funeral home cars, you know, frequently going through the street, but at the same time, they have no information. They have absolutely no information. And at this point, actually, the central government is trying to get companies back to work because they are afraid that locking down the cities for too long will hurt the economy. So they're trying to encourage companies to go back to work. So that's another big risk. If going back to work trigger another big wave of transmission, then it will be a disaster for the whole world.
Yeah, no kidding. We're speaking with Dana Cheng, senior editor of China News for the Epoch Times, and we saw that the U.S. stock market plunged because of concerns about this deadly virus spreading across many, many continents. So the numbers don't lie. They have to be worried about what's happening on Wall Street because that shakes up the other markets, right?
Yeah, I don't have like a lot of knowledge about stock, but in China, the situation is very severe. And from top down, everyone agree that it's not reaching the peak yet. Especially, there are groups that are more kind of live together, for example, senior centers, prisons. Medical doctors were on the front line, and a lot of doctors were infected. We keep calling China, although the information was very much like guarded. There are still some individuals that can tell us some stories. We interviewed people working at funeral homes, and they say their workload is 4 or 5 times the usual. Usually the furnace only operate like 4 hours a day. Now it's operating 24 hours a day.
Wow.
So the estimation is the real number, the death number, and infected number is at least 20 times what the government published. They try to cut down the number to appear that it's not so serious. And they spread information, their propaganda saying, look, in United States, more people died in the flu. But actually, they're trying to steal the concept.
Wow. You scared me right there, the number 20 times worse. Dana, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We'll check in with you again. Appreciate the great insights.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but not great insights as far as what's really happening. The U.S. stock market drops more than 3.5% because of the coronavirus fears. The White House is asking Congress for $1.8 billion to actually come up with a response to the virus. And a California judge is delaying a decision on moving exposed Americans to the coronavirus. We'll talk about that. Plus, Vanessa Bryan talks about her husband in a huge celebration in Los Angeles. Meet you on the flip side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
There are two guilty convictions here. Count two, criminal sexual act in the first degree, which is 5 to 25 years in prison, and count five, which is rape in the third degree, which can be probationary up to 4 years in prison.
Wow, Harvey Weinstein, who kicked open the box to Me Too, is slammed in court, and deservedly so, I gotta say. I'm sorry, you look at these women where there's smoke, there's fire, and you cannot tell me, you cannot. As for all the entrapments and snarements and nonsense that people will throw out, I got to tell you, the stuff that I heard and read and the inside baseball, by the way, that I heard from other people, plus reading Catch and Kill by Ronan Farrow cover to cover, I don't need any convincing. This guy was a bad dude, is a bad guy, evil to the core, and yielded his power like a weapon. So some of the women had their day in court, and they helped cinch a guilty verdict that could send him to prison for up to 29 years. A stunning outcome, certainly, for a case that absolutely opened that Pandora's box of hashtag me too, but also a shift in our culture toward a better understanding of sexual assault and the trauma on, I think, so many people who have been victimized. I mean, here's the thing. If you are a father, a husband, an uncle, I mean, and it can even be the reverse, by the way, because I have known men that have been assaulted and have sat with them when they cried, and they were young boys. It just tears your heart out. It just does. And Weinstein, who was this, again, power force in the entertainment industry, who really made and broke careers in half, he had the power. And you just, to me, and we've had psychologists on the show, you say, listen, he certainly could have gone in a different direction. He didn't have to want for sexual partners, but he wanted, I think, to take advantage and abuse and go after vulnerable people. And boy, oh boy, how much does it end up, you know, how much does he end up doing in the end? We don't know, but this certainly was the beginning of that tsunami that took down Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer, and so many others, and just sparked a whole different, I think, look toward accusers, the legal system, the paradigm shift for sure. And boy, it rarely gets reported, most of these assaults. And I'll tell you, 80 different women with stories about Harvey Weinstein. I cannot imagine. I mean, they're saying that he's guilty on these two charges, acquitted on some others, but that they're going to, you know, file an appeal. I can't imagine that goes anywhere, that, you know, that he doesn't do time behind bars. But again, it's the legal system. We'll see. It's messy. It's crazy sometimes what happens. And his conviction allowed the victims to, you know, tell their stories, have the crazy stories they have. And it was horrible, some of the stuff that we read. So he goes to jail, and what happens is next is going to be interesting, I think, to watch, needless to say. So you heard that there in the beginning. It was a wild start to the week. So you had, from the justice system, the Weinstein stuff. And then on the other end of the country, because that was in New York, in California, it was 2:24:20. I was asked to do a couple of television interviews very early this morning, and fighting, not the coronavirus, somebody jokingly said that to me, but fighting a virus, I said I would do it to talk about the significance, because Kobe Bryant's daughter Gigi was also honored in this huge 20,000, you know, seat arena at the Staples Center where he played in Los Angeles. And you had two for the day, two, which was his daughter's number, 24, which was his, and 20 years, the number of years he played for the Lakers and the number of years he was married to his wife, Vanessa Bryant. And it was a really an emotional day, star-packed room, but of course a lot of people knew him, including his mentor Michael Jordan, one of the greatest basketball players also of all time. And his wife, here's just a little snippet of what his wife had to say as she made her first public appearance and talked about her daughter, talked about her husband Kobe, and then said this.
Kobe loved me more than I could ever express or put into words. He was the early bird, and I was the night owl. I was fire, and he was ice, and vice versa at times. We balanced each other out. He would do anything for me. I have no idea how I deserved a man that loved and wanted me more than Kobe.
All right, so there you go. And we'll hear more of Vanessa Bryant and hear what Michael Jordan had to say a little bit, and Shaquille O'Neal when Mantour comes on, because Paul will join me to talk a little bit more about that. But that was obviously huge, and they raised money because they sold tickets. So many in the public wanted to go and be there for this celebration, that they sold tickets for $24, or I think the most expensive ticket was $240, and it went to his foundation, the Mamba and Mambacita Foundation, that would help inner city kids to you know, find a way into sports and that kind of thing. So really a wild, wild, sad day in Los Angeles, like I said, as the Weinstein thing was unfolding. And while that was happening, the stock market, I mentioned it, was rocking all over the place because of the coronavirus. And you heard Dana Chang tell us how she thinks the numbers are way higher because they've locked it down and what's happening and burying people and the numbers are insane and they can't keep up with it. But there's no question it's also ravaged the markets economically. The Dow Jones sank by 1,000 points, or I mentioned the number 3.6%. Not good, one of the worst days that we've seen in a very long time. Factories around the world, of course, are dealing with parts shortages because the Chinese suppliers are struggling to come up with normal operations. So globally, the economic engine is having a hard time starting. It's sputtering. The Federal Reserve and other central banks are facing calls for emergency help. And what's that going to look like? We don't know. So I think we're going to see more angst. I think it's going to be a couple of tough couple of weeks. You had Larry Kudlow, the National Economic Council director, say the coronavirus isn't going to last forever. The U.S. looks well contained and the economy is fundamentally sound. We hope. We have 50 cases in Italy. They have had a huge spike in the amount of cases, and they have locked down basically 13 towns, including Milan, the fashion center of the world, looked like a ghost town. So all of that is not good. In South Korea, the number climbed coronavirus-wise to 833. I mean, even in Iran, they have 12 people that have died from the coronavirus. So the numbers of people getting it are climbing. The number of people dying from it have climbed as well. And it is like watching a movie when you see in Seoul people dressed all in white spraying all over the place because they're disinfecting. That's what they're doing. They're disinfecting the coronavirus while somebody tries desperately to come up with a cure. And then where is ground zero? Who is the initial carrier? Where has that all happened? You know, Raymond James did an estimate of the risk of a widespread outbreak in the United States, and guess what? It's gone up. So I feel like it's odds on a tote board in a place where I used to live, Vegas. So this is what it was. 1 in 7. Stay with me. 1 in 5 last week. You know what it is now? Today? 1 in 3. 1 in 3. Yikes. I mean, fingers crossed they will contain it as much as possible in the United States. But how can you contain what you do not know? Manchur, coming up next with me, Kate Delaney, here on the show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump in India for a two-day visit, reassuring the American public about the spread of the coronavirus and the impact it's having on the U.S. stock market. On Twitter, the president saying, "The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. We are in contact with everyone in all relevant countries. CDC and World Health have been working hard and very smart." And the president tweeting, "Stock market starting to look very good to me, exclamation point. As for stocks, the market taking a major hit, the Dow dropping more than 1,000 points, the third largest point drop in its history, the Nasdaq down 355, the S&P 500 down almost 112 points. And the Democrats who want to be president gearing up for the next debate this week in South Carolina, the primary there this Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kiss your face. Turn your cheek.
Gravitated towards them. They were funny, happy, silly, and they loved life. They were so full of joy and adventure. God knew they couldn't be on this earth without each other. He had to bring them home to heaven together. Babe, you take care of our Gigi. And I got Nani, Bibi, and Coco. We're still the best team. We love and miss you, Boo Boo and Gigi. May you both rest in peace and have fun in heaven until we meet again one day. We love you both and miss you. Forever and always. Mommy. She would have made a huge difference for women's basketball. Gigi was motivated to change the way everyone viewed women in sports. She wrote papers in school defending women and wrote about how the unequal pay difference for the NBA and WNBA leagues wasn't fair. And I truly feel she made positive changes for the WNBA players now, since they knew Gigi's goal was to eventually play in the WNBA.
All right, sad words from Vanessa Bryant. Of course, her daughter and husband, Kobe Bryant, killed in that helicopter crash a month ago. And the date was very symbolic for what it was like in the, I think, for the somberness in the arena in the Staples Center. I mentioned it already. But the date, if you believe in symbols, 2/24/20. I already said the reasons why across the board. So, Paul, you watched, and Manshore joins me now, a.k.a. Paul, my husband. And we just got back from a trip to California. He went on a business trip and helped me get sick, but also helped me along the way. So in watching this from the sidelines, you're not a huge basketball fan. I covered basketball and talked to Kobe a couple of times and watched the Lakers rise and fall. And, of course, he's from Philadelphia, and so am I. But they asked me an interesting question on the one of the television hits I did this morning on Cheddar News. And they asked me that, and you can see that, by the way, if you go to my Twitter, which is Kate S. Delaney. If you just go to my Twitter page, you'll see it, Kate S. Delaney, you'll see that interview. They asked me if I thought there would be another, any kind of other person, athlete, that could transcend and have that kind of an impact if they had a tragic ending like Kobe. And I named a couple of people. I said I thought LeBron James, it could be similar. And I said Tiger Woods, who's redeemed himself, it might be a little bit similar. But I don't know. Are you surprised by what you see? Because, again, you're not a huge basketball fan over Kobe Bryant's death.
No, because he transcended sports. He was an icon of sports. So it's not surprising how popular basketball is and how popular he became. And, frankly, controversial as well, lends some, you know, more lore to the iconic status.
So, yeah, I don't know if that lent more lore to it. I'd lent a lot of argument and heated debate and all that sort of stuff, which, of course, he wasn't convicted of sexual assault, and that's the thing, because that trial didn't go forward. But anyway, the day was really a who's who of whoever you can imagine. Beyonce sang, and so did Alicia Keys, and so did Christina Aguilera, and a lot of, they knew Kobe Bryant, Jennifer Lopez, you know, whatever, name whoever the celebrities are, they were there. And Michael Jordan, I thought it was pretty interesting. Michael Jordan was so choked up he could barely talk, but he helped Kobe Bryant and, you know, gave him tips and kind of pulled him along the way because he was leaving the NBA. Kind of when Kobe was coming in. It was toward the tail end of his career anyway. And here's a little snippet of what Michael Jordan had to say about Kobe.
What Kobe Bryant was to me was the inspiration that someone truly cared about the way either I played the game or the way that he wanted to play the game. He wanted to be the best basketball player that he could be. And as I got to know him, I wanted to be the best big brother that I could be.
See, and I would agree with that. He was, Kobe Bryant was fanatical about keeping his mind focused so much on what he was doing and being relentless about trying new angles, scoring, doing whatever he had to do. And here, so that's Jordan, and Jordan cried when he was speaking during the ceremony, which personally I think is refreshing when men cry, and you could tell he was, it was heartfelt and he really cared for him. And you saw that too. That was pretty wild to see that. And he said, oh great, now this is going to be a meme for another 3 years. And that was kind of funny, wasn't it?
Yes, it was very funny.
And then from Michael Jordan, who arguably, he certainly is one of the top five in the game, maybe the greatest basketball player of all time. You go to Shaquille O'Neal, who is so iconic brand-wise still now across America. But when he played with Kobe, they won three titles together, but had a kind of a cantankerous relationship, so much so eventually it blew up and they split up. And eventually they started to have conversations after, but they weren't close. It was sort of an off and on thing. Here's what Shaquille, but they were great on the, they were great together in winning championships. Here's what Shaquille O'Neal said about Kobe Bryant.
The guys were complaining. I said, Shaq, Kobe's not passing the ball. I said, I'll talk to him. I said, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, I know, but there's an in me in that mother. So I went back and told Rick and Big Shot Bob. I said, just get the rebound. He's not passing.
All right, you got to love that. That was a funny moment. And what I thought was good about the ceremony, and which I just went to a funeral for a friend a couple of weeks ago. The one thing that happens, and it was a celebration of life, I think is when you add the humor in the stories, and they did do that, famous or not, they added a lot of the stories. And so there comes the end of the Kobe era as far as they had the private ceremony, now they had the celebration of life, and now, you know, they move on and they build up the foundation even more and that kind of thing. But I think it really rocked people because of his age, because of, you said, his status. What do you think? Because I think people who weren't even basketball fans were thrown by that. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he was such a fixture of the L.A. Lakers. That's their sports team, and L.A. is the basketball team. So it's bigger than their football team. It's bigger. One could argue that it's bigger than the Dodgers. Because
I would say yes.
Because, I mean, go back all the way to the 70s and 80s, and it's been, you know, Lakers jerseys, you know, actors wearing Lakers jerseys in movies. And so, you know, that's a whole nother thing in and of itself.
Yes, it is a whole other thing in itself, but I think as somebody who lived in California and covered the Lakers a little bit from afar, you know, like I was in Southern California, went there a bunch. But because, kind of to finish this up, Vanessa Bryant also filed a wrongful death suit against the helicopter operator, you know, the company, et cetera. I think that was smart that they did that, because now there's all these things that they didn't take care of the craft, that they grounded the police helicopters, but he took off in the fog, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it's about money at all. I think it's about, screw you, you killed my husband, and I don't want other people going up in these helicopters. So it was a 27-page complaint. It doesn't even list a dollar amount or specify it. Just a general economic and punitive damages. It probably totals into the millions. But the Island Express helicopters, the suit accuses them of negligence and says that he was killed as a direct result of the pilot's actions. You were a pilot. What do you think?
There's a saying in aviation, there's bold pilots and there's old pilots, but there's not a lot of bold old pilots.
Yeah, so my new saying is, I will love to go up in the air with old pilots. And I've been in a few helicopters very nervously twice. Once in Hawaii, which, of course, they've crashed a few times. And another time, I did it in Nebraska in a rural area with a Care Flight crew, and I wasn't comfortable really in that flight either. And I don't know why that is. I mean, I guess because I wasn't used to being in helicopters or whatever, and because I had a friend that crashed in a helicopter and everybody died on board except for he crawled to safety somehow. So, you know, it's risky, and depending on where you fly it and fog and conditions especially, right? And why are helicopters, I mean, I guess I'm answering my own question, but you know more about aviation than I do, certainly. Why is that such a risk?
It's not such a risk. It's just training. But if you want to point to helicopters being more of a risk than aircraft, I mean, you could make the argument that, you know, with the aircraft, when the engines go out, you have a glider for a period of time. If you have fast reactions, you've trained, there's a chance that you can make it down safely with the helicopter. The rotor is a wing and you have to auto rotate, and that's a much riskier thing, is you have to fly it to the ground and then start the rotors just before you hit the ground to stop the fall. So it's just a trickier proposition.
All right, Manshore is going to hang around with us. Coming up, we're going to talk about KFC fried chicken and donuts. What? Is that healthy for you? Plus, Chuck Schumer spent a whole bunch of money on cheesecake. I mean, thousands. What's that about? Is it taxpayer money? What's up? Odds and ends on the flip side.
The Sahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Sahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Sahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
All right, tail end of this hour, we're back with Manshore, a.k.a. The Hub's Paul. So I kind of teased you with the chicken and donuts. I wonder how many calories is in that. Chicken and donuts. I don't know. Chicken and waffles. I thought that tasted terrible till I went to Charleston, and then I actually had it. Who knows how many calories was in that thing. But it was the best. I was with my friend Tanya, and the taste was sweet. And you and I had chicken and waffles in Las Vegas, and it was excellent, too. It was in the Venetian, I think, where we had them. Well, they're not talking about waffles, though. They're talking about fried chicken and donuts. So they did a trial of this in Virginia and Pittsburgh, and I guess, you know, they think this is going to be pretty big. It's going to be available as a sandwich, a chicken fillet between two warmed glazed donuts. I can't even say this seriously. Or a basket with a choice of tenders or bone-in chicken with one or two donuts, depending on the meal. The sandwiches and the baskets are going to be sold through March 16th, right before St. Patrick's Day, or while the supplies last. So you could pay up to $8 for this. Hot donuts can be added to any meal. Oh, my gosh. Would you want slippery hot donuts and a giant fried chicken in the middle of it?
At one point in my life.
But now that you're Mr. WW, no.
Absolutely not.
Now that Oprah and crew have won you over with their new blue green and purple plan, right?
Now that I'm slimmer.
Slimmer. Yes, we actually both have chins. That's wonderful, isn't it? Seriously. It's, you see people, when you get on the plane, you see people either in super good shape and, listen, I'm not one to talk. I've been too thin, and I didn't have an easy eating disorder, but I've been all kind of all over the map like so many other Americans, so it actually feels good to be in shape. So there's no donuts and chicken in my future, and you say there's none for you either, right? What's the worst thing that you've ever eaten? What do you think the most amount of food you ever ate? I call it grub. What's the worst grubbing you ever did?
There's so many times I've binged in my life that there's no telling.
Binged. You know what you used to binge on? And some of you guys can relate to this. Like, I think people do it. They get depressed, something happens in their life, or they just feel like, you know, they have a frustrating day, and they just get some crappy food, even if they eat really good. And your crappy food was crazy sugary stuff. You used to get those giant packages of Twizzlers. And they weren't just Twizzlers, peeps. They were like the funky, different colored Twizzlers filled with crap inside. What kind of Twizzlers were they?
No, those are too sweet for me. I got the regular ones. They were like rainbow, but they didn't have stuff in them after a while. The first time I tried them, I thought the filled ones were just too much.
Ugh. All right, so, yeah, you and I won't be checking out that KFC meal. Although I still would like to taste test Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A. We could do that, actually. We'd have to split it. Maybe we'll do that on the air. Although that's all passed us by, and I think the winner is kind of mixed. Some people say Popeye, some say Chick-fil-A. So Chuck Schumer, I just saw a headline, confirmed spending $8,600 on cheesecake. You just read that, and you're like, what? What is that about? So you dig deeper into the Senate Majority Leader's admission that he dropped almost $9,000 over the years. See, it's so misleading when you look at this. But this was part of the Federal Election Commission filings. So he revealed that he gets this cheesecake from Junior's. He says it's the best cheesecake in New York. And, you know, he's given it out as gifts or settled bets or, you know, whatever. I mean, they must love him. I don't know. I know that cheesecake place. And I'm jaded because when you have a mama's recipe, and my mother made cheesecake with Philadelphia cream cheese, I mean, like four things of it or whatever, I don't like New York cheesecake, do you? I don't like it. It's too sweet.
That used to be one of my favorite desserts, cheesecake. So.
Yeah, I don't like it. All right, so on to more serious things. I did say this was odds and ends. Before you came on, I talked about the coronavirus, and the White House is requesting $2.5 billion for the coronavirus. The Democrats say this is woefully insufficient. We're seeing that in Italy they've had this lockdown. It's creeping up all over the place. We just had Dana Cheng on, who talked about what was really happening in China, and ridiculous that the doctors and nurses still can't really talk about it. The numbers are fake, all that kind of stuff. How concerned... I was concerned right away, but how concerned are you about the coronavirus?
Well, after I got a cold, after being on a plane going to San Diego, I got a little slightly nervous, but I realized it was just a cold, but that brought it home that, wow, I'm here in California, I'm on a plane, and I just got sick, and I haven't been sick in a long time. So, yeah, there's a little worry there, but not anything serious. I'm not worried about it here, you know. So.
Yeah, you don't have to be worried because you gave me the virus and then infected all the people that were around me as well. You are the contagion. You are the infector. I'm going to get you a t-shirt that says, Man Sure Infects.
No, there were people coughing on the plane.
You were the infector. He was the infector, people. And you can hear my voice. It's okay now, but boy, to get it to this level. Whew. All right, I want to talk about this because I do these Her Story features, and we're going to have more of those coming up. But Katherine Johnson. We saw the movie Hidden Figures, and she was at NASA during the 60s, the space race. She died at 101. That is a life well lived, 101 years, and she was pretty healthy, but she was a mathematical genius, and she could do these equations and help the Apollo 11 and just was this amazing woman behind the scenes who then was awarded the Medal of Freedom and I think was finally kind of got her just, not her just got recognized. She was a math prodigy and she counted everything she said as a kid, including the steps to the road, the steps to the church, the number of dishes, the silverware she washed. So she had that ability as a kid.
Yeah, and her official title was computer because before there were actual digital computers, that's what they called these particular mathematicians who solved problems. They called them computers. They computed problems, and she was one of about 100 of them.
Yeah, and as somebody who, I mean, now I love numbers and love math, but I gravitated toward words and writing and grew up in, my dad was a writer, and I grew up in more of a literature-ish reading kind of family. And we see now the STEM programs. Pretty cool to have that ability, don't you think?
Yes, that's very awesome. I wish I had more mathematical capabilities.
Yeah, she wrote dozens and dozens of technical reports, and she did one called, it was a 600-page technical report titled Notes on Space Technology, and it outlined, you ready for this, the mathematical underpinnings of spaceflight from rocket propulsion to orbital mechanics and heat protection. I wonder if I could even get through that. Because one of the challenges, of course, was calculating, you know this, what?
Making sure they get down without burning up. Their flight trajectories re-entering the atmosphere.
Yeah, and she was instrumental in that. So she calculated those, and which she was so good at doing it. So that's how she kind of rose to the forefront. And that's how the whole Hidden Figures thing eventually came about. And because, again, it was so shocking that, you know, what was happening, and she broke barriers and everything at NASA for the people that they hired. And she was pretty, pretty incredible. But 101 years old. Wow. Again, seeing the pictures of her and those old pictures from the 50s, I think, is pretty cool. It's pretty incredible. What a legacy she leaves on. She lives on through the legacy, I wanted to say. And she dealt with all kinds of things. I mean, it was pretty much white men, and this is a black woman with a handful of other black women that then eventually gained the respect, I think, of NASA and the people around her. So good for her, Katherine Johnson, 101. The band is playing in the background, so man, sure, we have to say goodbye. Thank you.
Goodbye, thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.